So the whole experience down here is to birth. And when you really start to dig deeper, the universe will resist it. There's going to be pushback because you're in a system of birthing. Just like the spiritual, the letter killeth, the law, the letter. The law, the letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. And so you got the age of grace, you got the age of law. The law has to go before grace. That's why red needs to be above the blue. If somebody's got red shoes on, they're trouble. Period. Don't wear red shoes. If you got blue jeans, don't wear red shoes. If you got a blue shirt, don't wear red shoes. Don't even wear red shoes. Red has to be above the blue. That's the system. And so the law shows you your sin. The grace will birth you. You must be born again. Believe on Jesus. So this reproduction system is designed to reproduce copies. That's God's program. And if you go against it, you're going against yourself. Now, what happens when you get saved or you're older? You're helping other people reproduce. A doctor helps the woman have a baby. The parents are helping their children run their family, their life. What happens when you get saved and you don't have kids or a wife? Then you go out and you fish for souls. You're trying to help souls reproduce spiritually. Go from natural to spiritual. So those people like myself who get attacked because we're trying to birth in and show you the spiritual side of life, the reason we get attacked is because 90% of the people, 95% of the people, they're stuck in the 3D reproduction. They don't care about the spiritual reproduction until they get older, or until there's a divorce, or a child dies, or the child grows up and there's an empty home. They don't care about reproduction spiritually because they're reproducing in the natural. But once the natural gets old enough, then they start thinking the spiritual. They don't care about the spiritual because they got too many things occupying them in the natural. Now, by the grace of God, people get saved even when they're young, even if they're married and busy in a job and building a job. A lot of people can get saved, but it's a balance to balance the natural and the spiritual. It's rough. So that's why people go to the churches, the pastors and the theologians and all that. They're trying to figure out what this place is because they're so busy. They don't have time to think about it. They can figure it out if they just think about it. But they're so busy with the natural reproduction process, they don't even think about the spiritual. But it's all spiritual. And once you see this is all spiritual and you try to master the spiritual side, then the natural side just becomes routine and easy because it's just the same repeat every day. And so when you try to wake people up or are so caught up in the system, making money or whatever, reproducing products and money, and they're so caught up in the system, they don't even think about winning souls because they're not even saved. They're so preoccupied with the natural, they don't become spiritual. And I could say more, but the fact that there's a natural birthing means there's a spiritual birthing because the natural follows the spiritual. That's why I said in that other previous audio, even Jezebel follows a man. Because God speaks through the man. Every Jezebel I've ever known has kind of been dumb. The only wise women are the saved women. I know some Jezebels, and they're just dumb. I know some saved women, and they're wise. You got the wisdom of the world, which is dumb, and the wisdom from above, which is real wisdom.